It's going to be hard to sum up everything that just happened, but you must be extremely proud after what happened just after half-time with how the lads responded.
Unbelievable. I thought we played well for the whole 90, to be fair, against a good side. You know, they worked the channels well. But I just thought we were better than them in every department on the day, to be honest with you, despite being down to 10 men as well.
Earlier than that, though, we flew out the blocks, didn't we, and deservedly went 1-0 up, because we nearly scored before we actually scored, and soon after made it 2.
Yeah, we did. We had some good chances. I mean, there was the other one, second half, where Tom's blazed it over the bar, and it could have been more, to be fair, but, you know, I have to say as well, they had a couple, when we were down to 10 men, a couple of chances, and Matt Coton's pulled
great saves.
Two great saves, so you can't forget what Matt Coton's done there today as well.
The main talking point is the red card. Their fans walking off, the keeper was laughing. I know we probably moan a bit too much about refs on here, but it's easy to talk about them, but they don't make it easy for us not to talk about it, even when we've won 5-1, because it did change the complexion of the whole game. Within 5 minutes of the first half, we're down to 10, and the lead's cutting off.
Listen, we're really comfortable with a 2-0. I never thought for 1 minute that we were going to lose the 2-0 lead. That was dramatic, you know. It was unbelievable, really. You know, at best it's a yellow card.
Yeah.
A red, well, but there was a lot of strange decisions like that today, and I can't put my finger on why, to be honest. I don't really want to go into it, because I always end up in trouble.
But after that, the most pleasing thing about the old day must be you changed shape pretty quickly. You
put
Nat back into midfield, Creaney was dropping deep, and everyone pulled their socks up and defended, starting from the back four and Matt Cotton, didn't they?
Yeah, we took Blair off, we put Nathaniel in there. You know, he's only 18, but he's been doing well with the development squad, and he, you know, took him 5 minutes to adjust, but he got into the game really well. And we just said, well, because we like to press high, we just said, let's press the second ball now, let them have it, you know, because they must have been having 20, 30 passes along the back line. Well, they can do that all day when we're 2-0
up. And that cost them when one went stray. And what about Creaney's goal?
Unbelievable. That's not normally Nat does, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but for Creaney to bang it in from just beyond the halfway line, incredible. And then obviously the icing on the cake with McGlinchey at the end. What a, you know, him and Nathaniel, what a goal that was.
Yeah,
you know,
and I thought McGlinchey and Creaney terrorised them today, didn't they?
Unbelievable. I thought, you know, Dan's back to his best today. We rate McGlinchey very high at this club, don't we? You know, we think he's got a fantastic future. He's only going to get better, and I think he'll get more goals now, because that's the only thing that was missing from his game. But, you know, I want to thank the supporters today as well. They were magnificent. You know, they were singing throughout, and you know, they weren't hundreds, but we could hear them, and that helps when you're under the cosh, you know, to hear them all singing and chanting. And I thought that was fantastic.
And it's another Monday where we sit back and have a little draw at 1 o'clock, don't we? And it's a nice add something to the week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's a few grand for the club. We can now enjoy the weekend, and you know, it's always good to look forward. Let's get a good draw. Who knows how far we can go, you know? And it also, it'll help with the league form as well, because winning a game like this with 10 men can only do you good. So positives all around.
Buxton away in the League Cup now on Tuesday. Another chance to utilise the squad.
Yeah, the bench players certainly. As you know, at the minute we are really, really thin on the ground.
Yeah.
We're losing Jay on Wednesday night, and Alex Dean, Coxie, Messiah. So we can't juggle it too much. But obviously, the ones who haven't played today will be looking at a sniff of starting on Tuesday. But we want to keep the winning run going as well.